Then I looked, and there was a white cloud, and one like the Son of Man was seated on the cloud, with a gold crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. Another angel came out of the sanctuary, crying out in a loud voice to the one who was seated on the cloud, "Use your sickle and reap, for the time to reap has come, since the harvest of the earth is ripe." So the one seated on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was harvested. Revelations 14.
She looked up at the sky, getting soft peach pink, and whispered, "You think they're still up there?"
I knew there was less light in the world now that I had witnessed the glory of heaven.
She was there, beside me and breathing heavy. The light came and then she was gone. That's it.
I was there for a reason. I was there for a reason.
Who just doesn't give an alibi for the night their son went missing? That's weird, Sam.
The angels will come and they will take us by the hand. They will ascend with our souls to heaven. We will be saved.
If you're looking for an answer in this case, it doesn't have one.
I didn't believe in much of anything when I first met Magnolia Waters. The only thing I purely knew was that gravity planted us on this earth, and that one day we would die, just as everything had for billions of years.
I will go with you to sit under those chimes to find some kind of purpose in the invisible wind. One more adventure before the world started turning backwards.